did I do with that? Oh, it's there. Oops. 2 minutes. Alright, I pressed the button when I took it out of the cupboard. Is there a film in it?
I don't think so.
Alright. Is that the other one?
Yeah.
Right.
No, get off me, nut.
Yeah, you're doing alright. Here we go. Once more again, eh? People think we've got an easy life, you know. We've nothing else to do all day but swan around.
Oh.
Well, most people think we do. A bit like cutting myself down middle. Yeah. Hey, they must have had a good meal the other night. Spent £80 on a meal.
I asked
him,
said, did you have sweets?
And
no, he said, yeah, they had
one. It was a lot, wasn't it? Sweet or starters, didn't have a box. There's one at 60 odd, which is, I think, right, quite reasonable for three, but 80 odd for three of them, it must have been a right posh. Yeah, it must have been. As long as it were worth it. Yeah. It sounds awfully mean, doesn't it? I said to your dad, I said it's, you know, to actually say you can't.
If they were going home, they wouldn't having a starter and a steak and a sweet and all that, wouldn't they?
No, but they are inconvenienced because they're away from home, but it's just, well, I don't know, I feel happier now your dad's had that bit of a do with that bloke, because I feel that we could go to him and we, you know, hopefully get paid. There shouldn't be any problem. Because that Sen, that accountant, obviously isn't up to much. You promise your dad, oh, it'll all be sorted within 24, 48 hours, and that was how many, 4 days ago.
Have you heard anything about that or what?
He told him this morning on the phone, he's looked into it as the director, and he apologises. He rung to apologise this morning and said that it will be sorted and you will have your cheque. He said, I am sorry, I didn't realise things were like this.
That's why.
Well, that's what Andrew said. If they'd have talked to Andrew first, Andrew would have told him why we'd sent it.
Andrew can't be much of it. He's just sort of passed that on. Why has he gone to somebody and said, look, they've given us this because?
Well, apparently, it had gone to Andrew, and Andrew had... Because Andrew isn't in the office all the time, and he'd left it in the office, and I think they'd faxed it. But Andrew was going to talk to somebody about it, but of course by the time he got there, it had already been done and this had happened, so... I'm going to ring job centre when I get home. I know what they're going to say. Like, you know, there's nothing they can do. That's why she'd be better to stick it, and then she goes to Auntie Anne's. At least when she finishes it with Auntie Anne, it was seasonal.
If she hangs on while Auntie Anne's, she won't have to go to that job. It's an awful world that when it comes, she'll try and duck out of it.
Yeah. No, I didn't sleep all right. I was too warm. I tossed and turned most at night. I was really warm. Did you watch the programme The Queen, did you?
Yeah,
wasn't it good? I'm going to get the video.
Just half an hour.
Well, I think it'd be nice to have a video because, like, when Rebecca gets older, because I personally, my own feelings are that we might see Charles as king, but after Charles there won't be anything because they'll do away with him. Yeah, I think it will get to that. There's more and more people against.
Beatrice
or
Polly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say. It was nice to see, and it is always nice to see that the other side of them.
Natural side.
Yeah.
She was good with the grandkids, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
When she was, like, when she was on the trail and he said about rugby trackers for the grandkids, and she said for the girls as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They call her Granny, don't they?
Yeah.
Granny, and she calls her mum Mummy.
Yeah.
There's Betty. There's Grandad. Yeah, yeah. Chases us round all over the place, doesn't he? No, Grandad. I've got some good recordings this morning. I've got Jim from Dixon's, who is like, he's Lancashire, but he's Bolton area. And Vic, who is a Londoner.
Have you asked that, have you, anybody asked you yet what it is?
No, nobody's mentioned it, no. One or two people have looked, I've seen them looking, but they've not actually questioned. Very solid doors. I mean, they're all metal.
Yeah.
The frames and everything. The only bit of wood is the wood on the inside, on the panel. So David wanted to say to your dad this morning, let's get a meeting and go, but I just feel that I just, what's the point of going for an argument? And it will be, won't it? I mean, because your dad isn't going to agree to what they're saying. I'm sure David will anyway. Because David knows how they were built as well as your dad does. Yeah, and we made very little money on them.
Yeah.
And if they do get away with knocking this money off,
we won't have made anything.
I mean, they got a damn good job. Because all we charged them 16,000 each. But you think about how they were constructed and the number of man hours.
Yeah. Nothing really, is it?
No.
Right.
You come in, Tuppence. Yeah, yeah, she should have it ready. There's no excuse for saying, I'll give it your sister. There isn't.
I mean, okay, so you could be going on a Friday, but would you still have been 30 quid?
Yeah.
She would have got the cash out over the Thursday night.
There's no excuse for that, it should be there. If it was anybody else anyway, you know, would she say it same to them? Who's that? Who's that? Eh? Whoops, a daisy. Granddad? Hello? Is that Granddad?
Come on.
We've just been there. Sarah's told Teresa she's to work. She wants her to start working till 5 o'clock every night, and she wants her to work sometimes in the summer. It's going to be
6
and 7 o'clock at night.
No.
No,
we don't know.
I doubt it. Oh heck. Can I smell it? Cat muck, cat pee. Look, that door's been open all this time. If she were going to give her more money, she'd have said, we'll pay you X number of pounds. But yeah, there's no mention of any money.
Where's your daddy? Is he come home? Is he come home?
Yeah, David, yeah. No, he brought lads home with him. No, they're back again for the next few weeks.
I got my gas bill this morning.
Oh, did you? I've got mine as well.
Quite a bit surprised.
Have they estimated?
No, just a look of a reading. I've used three times as much gas as I did at last time.
Yeah.
But barely than three times as much.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
£972.
93, man.
God, crazy.
It's never been off, that's eating. I've had it on all day. Kept it going, apart just from a bed.
He has done that.
Dada! So I was really surprised, it was 93. I expected 140 at least. 93, so. That's including £10 standing charge, you know.
Yeah.
So that's not the bad. I said to Betty, I said, you know, get your bloody eating on, Betty. I said, look, I said, the 83 quid, like, actually, plus standing charge. I said, and you're freezing to death in there with no eating on.
Yeah.
Who's buying those damn cylinders every week to 10 days? She's getting eating allowance. £6 a week she gets.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's not what it's being called for. I mean, she'd spend that in a cylinder gas, wouldn't she?
They
blew up this morning and apologised.
Is that in Wales?
Oh no, that's Rebecca, that's Royal Scotsman I'm talking about.
Oh.
The other ones, but it's been going through its solicitors.
Oh. What are you shouting? What are you shouting at?
Sorry, yeah.
And what does solicitor say? Have you taken all your papers in your drawing and everything?
No, it's got to go through. We've got to see if we can get all the fees paid yet. It's going through that system, and once they've given us the go ahead, then we can go to the solicitor in Lancaster.
I can't see how he can mark wheels wrong when. And fancy, are they trying to charge you for hire of a crane?
Yeah.
It's your fault they had to hire a bloody crane. Betty.
No, it's, well, Tracy was telling David, and David was saying the same thing. David wants to, like we were saying this morning, we'll have to get a meeting up and go. But saying to Tracy, I can't see the point of going just to have a row, because that's all it'll end up. I don't think they'll get anywhere by having a meeting. I think they'll just row, because they probably won't budge. You see, Neil's already put his side about we weren't to... How can you hold us responsible for him being late in when, for a kick-off anyway, you held us up for 5 months with drawings being late 3 months,
yeah.
Whatever it was, before you let us have it, the drawings. And there was all that messing about there. And then we couldn't foresee the wagon having 2 punctures, blah, 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 and all the rest
that's
of it.
Yeah.
But they've just totally ignored it, you see, and still put it down. So they're obviously not prepared to budge.
No, no.
So...
Did you watch the video last night?
No, we watched the other. It wasn't in till 8 o'clock.
Oh.
Richard. Yeah. I bet Nora's bill will be as much as yours, Neely, and Nora will only have... Yeah. Remember which one Vic was on, whether it was on.
Don't mind running away.
I'm not bothered either way. You're not bothered. Sorry. Oh, how come he's managed to find him? Has he come back home? She's here now. Right.
Ooh.
I'm wondering if I should ring them actually from unit and ask them if, tell them what's happening, and will she be able to go back on income support if she does give it up?
Yeah.
Will you? Shall I? Wait, will your dad's out of room?
Jake was saying that they actually, why you only get 45 quiddies, she puts down on the books that you're, when she's giving you lessons.
Yeah.
And the lesson that she gives you is worth a tenner.
is it, isn't it? She's teaching you. It's whether you feel it. Would you, if you went back in income support, you've got that job club thing again, don't you? So can you not just stick it out to Lan and Brian? Yeah? And then go, because it's not far off Easter, is it, Tracy? April? So you've only got like February, March and April. Yeah? Yeah, we'll do that. And put up with it till then and then just see how it goes. I'm afraid that she's not going to... She ain't going to get anybody to do for them some number of hours.
I mean, that other lass was only there 6 weeks. Teresa's only been there a few weeks. She's going to have to start paying people more, won't you? Is that even that's got the
horse? No, it's not. You can't just use people like this, so it's not, and I know she's teaching you, but hell, you're certainly earning your money, it's hard graft. Right, get tuppence. Mind your head on the desk. She banged it this morning, didn't half cry. I'll go and get a plate for you, Dad.
You seem to have accepted our terms in 1 minute, right? Because of the stage payments. I'm not sending these lads up on Monday. We're coming up all on Tuesday because I want to start Victory on Tuesday. And it gives us chance then to get some more refurbishing done on the equipment.
Yeah, Mummy, don't want it.
So the van will be coming back loaded. And we're just waiting with Westinghouse. I'm going to give them a buzz about 1 o'clock and ask them what the hell they're playing at because we've got cylinders here. Waiting for more equipment to come. So we've got a lot of stuff to come back, we've got a van load to come back. We want to fetch all the tools up and
everything. Are you getting your dad's
Victory, so I'd like to get stuck into that and get on the way before I come on and try it. Is the train acceptable to sleep on?
What should
we
do? Take your chips off
here, or? I'll fetch you a new other violin string, I think.
Tell him thanks for doing what he did. Will he get it back himself?
Yeah.
Can we get a buffer buggy, Dad?
Okay.
Can we put a sum on a piece of paper and a chair over here?
Okay.
The heart.
Writing on the side, that moves on such and such a day, such and such a time, between such and such a run, and by the end of the year, you won't see the maroon on it, it'll be all right and bloody writing on it. This is the fact that the tape fell off and stuff like that. It's ridiculous.
No, it wasn't. It was yesterday,
yeah,
it could,
yeah.
Wasn't it? It was too better than
sit down on the buffer and watch it. Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we'll be there for about 9:30 on Tuesday morning. And then all hell will let loose, eh? Got whips out and everything. No problems. Nice. Have you got any heaters yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just eat it and stop playing around with it, woman.
Right.
Have you been in here smoking?
A bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Right. It's only about the thing that I'm not particularly altogether that bothered, if you can understand what I mean. If we work hard enough, we couldn't get cold. That's it. That's
what's
it.
That got to do
exactly.
With
that's
what
I keep telling
you. What has that got to do with the paint drying, if you work hard enough?
Yeah. Okay. Cheers. Yeah. Fine. He was on about painters.
What do you want?
Sugar?
Oh, sugar.
It's white.
Oh, sugar, I forgot it.
Well, we haven't got any. Oh. Apple. He'll have
a cup of tea, yeah. Can you manage without until I get some?
Yeah.
I'll have to go up top. Maybe your dad would nip up to the shop or something. Yeah. No, it's not. It's a long.
What are you doing, child?
No.
Angela, I've rung Angela this morning because Jeff said we'll ring her and sort it out, and she just said just alter it. And I've tried. She said just alter it on P45. But it still doesn't work out. Still works out. I don't know what's wrong. So I'm going to have to go and see what I'm doing wrong. What did Andrew say, Neil?
He rung up to apologise that I got that fax. Because he was annoyed and he told them point blank that they should have discussed the situation first. Before sending the fax off. Because he knew what I'd sent the fax, he knew what I'd sent that up there for. And he didn't blame me one bit of doing that because they'd been getting the runaround. He's got a meeting with him again this afternoon. He's going out for lunch.
Michael.
But he's also a contractor who's waiting to start job, and they won't start without their money coming.
No. So it's not only us that's been like this,
no.
Really.
There's a bum there, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Steve and Nigel haven't turned up yet?
I don't know. I thought they were working on train.
They weren't there yesterday.
No.
No.
No,
Peter.
Have they been there all week?
No, yeah. They haven't been there at all.
No.
Hey, ask them to come up. today or tomorrow to start work on the fine work again.
Well, the state car 4, that'll be ready. And some of the other bedrooms and the other coaches will be ready, so he said it was no problem.
Good. What did he say about the hotel?
No.
Did he not bother?
No.
What about RFS?
What about RFS? He said, well, that's a load of rubbish.
Line
up
there.
He said the only thing we've been talking about at RFS is wheel sets. And he said, I told him point blank last week, he said, to go to hell.
Oh, I'm good taking it with me.
Oh, sorry, Lord, I didn't know that. Hey, Tom Michael, right? In the car this morning, point blank. That we've been getting running out.
I'm still getting
Michael started, he said, never said anything when we set up in the car, and then he said that he'd had this back from me. And Andrew said, well, it wasn't actually from me, Sally. He said it was fetched up to me and I sent it in the office. And before I faxed him back, in the agreement that I didn't like what they'd put. So he said, well, if you'd have spoke to me first, he said, I'd have told you point blank what he sent you for.
Where's my crispy little beef?
Yeah, well, at least it's been sorted, hasn't it? And, you know, I feel better about it now. I know it made me feel a bit sick last night. Sarah's told Teresa 6 to 7 o'clock it's going to be in summer.
Well, what do you think Teresa's got to say to her?
Well, she said she hasn't got the courage to ask her for more money, so I said, well, just give it a few more weeks, and then Anne and Brian's turn up. If it don't get any better, then I'm afraid you go to Anne and Brian's. As simple as that, innit?
Yeah, that's the first start that she said, you know, at 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock. You know, if they want to work any more hours,
then
they'll have to pay a bit more. You know, if they come back like that and say, well, I don't mind doing that.
She's going to need her at weekends as well in summer because she'll be away eventing.
The only thing you need to say, you know, do you mind if I ask you, it's just bugging me. By working these longer hours, will I be getting any more money? Because she can't really do anything if she says no. You know, and she says, oh, you've got to finish. At least you can go down and get your dough.
Yeah. Who's this boss saying? What a funny mood she's in again.
Sarah, can I have a word? You say, you know, it's just bothering me a bit about these longer hours. Do I get any more money for it? That's all you need to say. And if she says no, then you know how to stand.
What? Stop
it!
Sorry.
Screaming.
Well,
it's not your fault, is it?
She's a bit lucky she fell over twice.
Did he?
Yeah, little boy.
Right into it, you're into the shop.
You just said you wanted to come to me.
Rebecca.
It annoys me though, because she said Nico, when Nico worked here, I give her £25 and I looked after her horse as well, so.
Well, we're not taking Chica down there and you're just
No, but she was obviously better off, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was on better money then.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have... I don't want any lessons, I'd rather have extra money if that's what she's...
Well, just said to her, just nicely just said, you know, it's just bugging me about these extra hours because I've got my own horse to look after. And I'm, you know, is there any more money?
Oh, down, child.
Come here.
She says it's just getting a bit too much now because I'm going to start going places and teaching people and I want you to work later.
Oh, just said to her, you know, working later is any more money in it. That's all you think you need.
It's not that she can be offensive about.
It's extra responsibility and everything. If she's going to go off and just leave you, it's all extra responsibility, isn't it? I mean, yeah. Jake was saying you want more money and all if you're doing extra hours.
Oh, Jake wants
more, well, I reckoned up this morning. We reckoned it up actually at 52, but we're wrong, weren't we? It's actually 40. Is it 49 and a half hours it'll be?
She's only working 40 hours at post down. She said she's going away, then I could work because the lasses finish on the start up there on a Thursday. She said if I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then I could have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off.
Well, that's fair enough.
But I'd rather have the Sunday off because it's cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, she likes to give you dad, and that's what she's thinking of on Sunday.
I actually want to get mucked out on Sunday after buying a couple of bags of sodas. How many of them split pins do we need?
About a dozen.
Because that's a one, isn't it? I'll go back in.
Yeah. Isn't it cute? Cumbria Power Tools, is it, Brett?
I don't know where little ones come out of.
Eh?
So I'm not sure where the smaller ones come out of.
Well, we don't want to buy them unless we know where they come out of.
Well, Jeff.